Welcome to today's episode. I'm Graham Blakelock, and today we're exploring Leviticus 25, a chapter packed with profound principles about justice, mercy, and trusting God's provision. In this chapter, God introduces the concept of the Year of Jubilee, a special year that occurs every 50 years. During this time, slaves are set free, debts are forgiven, and land that has been sold is returned to its original family. It's a powerful reminder that the land ultimately belongs to God, and the Israelites are merely His stewards. This wasn't just about economic reset, it was about restoring relationships and ensuring social equity. The Jubilee year emphasizes the importance of rest, not just for the land, which is to lie fallow for a year, but also for people. It's a divine reminder that work and wealth are gifts from God, and trusting Him involves surrendering control and trusting His provision. Plus, the land is to lie fallow every Sabbath year, and Yahweh will make the sixth and the ninth year so fertile that they won't be disadvantaged. This chapter also teaches that if someone becomes poor and must sell land, they can buy it back later. If they can't, the land stays with the family until the Jubilee, when it's returned. This prevents permanent loss of inheritance and promotes fairness. At its core, Leviticus 25 reminds us that God cares deeply about justice, compassion, and community. It challenges us to trust God's sovereignty and to act justly in our dealings with others. Join the conversation. Visit our podcast supersite at godstreamradio.com. There, you'll find podcasts from leading Christian authors and many Christian musicians. Let's continue exploring how God's principles can shape our lives today. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.